This whole year we've been talking about different mitzvahs that relate to the Yom Tov of Sukkot. We know that Shmini Atzeres is, so to speak, the last day of Sukkot. It is the regel b'fnei atzma, as the Gemara says, but it's the culmination of Sukkot. So I think it's appropriate that the final shiur of Junzma we should talk about some of the halachas that relate to Shmini Atzeres. So Gemara, and that Menvav Mebeis quotes Machlokas Amoraim, what do we do when it comes to Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres? Yav holds that Shmini Sofek Shvi is Shvi Lesukka Ushmini Libracha. Shvi Lesukka sounds like we sit in the Sukkah, but Shmini Libracha, we treat it like Shmini Atzeres for those in Eretz Yisrael, which is really Simchas Torah. People in Eretz Yisrael don't sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, it's really a separate Yom Tov. In Chutz Laaretz, since there's a Sofek, whether the 8th day is really the 7th day, so Rav says that Shvi Lesukka, you have to be Machmir to sit in the Sukkah, but Shmini Libracha, Shmini Libracha. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Shmini lazer ulazer. Rabbi Yochanan says that Shmini Atzeres and Chutz Laaretz is Shmini lazer ulazer, both for Sukkah and for Bracha. What does that mean? Sukkah, Bracha. What are we talking about? So there are two days in the Gemara, two lishonas as to what the machlokas is. So at first the Gemara says Meisav Kuliyama lo pligi diasavina ki pligi livruche. That everyone agrees. Rabbi Yochanan and Rav both agree that you have to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Lemanda amashvi lesuka bruchi namei mevarchina. Lemanda amashvini lesuka bruchi lo mevarchina. The whole machlokas is whether you make a bracha. Rav says that shvi lesuka shmini lebracha. You don't make a bracha in a sukkah, but you sit in a sukkah. Rabbi Yochanan says that shmini lezer doesn't mean that you don't sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Avadi you sit in a sukkah. Avadi you sit in a sukkah. But all he's saying is that you don't make a bracha. Bruchi lo mevarchina says Rashi the shmini hu ve'en shem sukkah salav v'hainu lozeh ulozeh. What does it mean that it's shmini lozeh ulozeh? L'sukkah the lo mevarchina lebracha is yom shmini chag atzeres hazeh. Bracha means in tefillah. Did you mention shmini atzeres in tefillah? Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's shmini lozeh ulozeh, that we treat it like some different day. It's not like sukkah. So you're going to sit in the sukkah, but you're not going to make a bracha of leishiv a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And in tefillah, you're not going to mention the Yom Tov of sukkah, so you'll mention the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres. But everyone agrees that you have to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. That's the first lashon of the Gemara. And then there's a little bit of a give and take. Gemara quotes in Ika da Amri that no, that everyone agrees you can't make a bracha of leishiv a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. The shaila is, do you sit in the sukkah? That's the machlokas amaran. Do you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Is it Shmini Lesukkah, meaning you don't sit in the sukkah at all, or is it Shvi Lesukkah, that you sit in the sukkah, but everyone agrees that you don't make a bracha leishiv a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? What's the maskana? Says the Gemara, v'hilchas aneisiv yasvinan bruchei lo mevarchinan. The halacha is that we do sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, we just don't make a bracha leishiv a sukkah. Machlokas amoroyim, and then a machlokas today is what exactly the amoroyim mean, but halacha lemaisa, the Gemara paskins for us. It's not like we have to look at the achronim, the Shulchan Aruch, the Psak Halach is right here in the Gemara. That on Shmini Atzeres and Chutz Laaretz we do sit in the Sukkah because it's Safek Shvi, but we don't make a bracha of Leishiv Sukkah. That's how the Gemara has it. But if you look at the Tur, you find something very strange. The Tur quotes the Minig that there are some people in Chutz Laaretz who don't sit in the Sukkah at all, just like in Eretz Yisrael, they don't sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Midina, because it's Mamish not a Safek Shvi b'chlau. The Tur says that in Chutz Laaretz as well. This is the end of the segment that I have for you on page 1. Simitov Reish Samaches. The Torah says, V'yesh nogin shlo lishan bo b'leil shmini u'biyom shashmini yoshim bo ve'eno mini. He says there's someone, though, that they don't sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres at night. They don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres at night. But by day, they do sit in the sukkah. Ve'eno mini, he adds that it's not a mini. He says there are some who are knowing that they don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, maybe at night. He says it's not a minik. There are others who taka have a minik. Many chassidim have a minik. They don't sit in the sukkah b'chlal on Shmini Atzeres, not by night and not by day. So we see there are minhagim floating around that maybe you don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So l'chor, it's a pellet stuch against the Gemara. The Gemara says beferish that yesuve yasvina, and everyone agrees that you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laaretz. Question is, do you make a bracha of leishiv sukkah, right? And taka the maskana is you don't make a bracha of leishiv sukkah, but everyone says that you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So how can there be minhagim not to sit in the sukkah bechlau, not to sit in the sukkah at night, but to sit by day? What kind of a strange idea is this? The paskening against the Gemara. So it is true the Torah says that it's eino minik, but halodavahu. It's a minig that's quoted by the tour. It's not not stam. We have to understand what is this minig? What's it all about? So to explain the minig of the tour, we have to first go back to the Rishonim to try to understand why is there this split. Manavshach, if you're going to treat Shmi Atzeres as Savik Shvili in Sukkah, you should treat it as Savik Shvili in your bracha too. Why not make a bracha of Leish B'Sukkah? L'chor, anytime you sit in the Sukkah, you should make a bracha. I mean, if you eat Nachilas Arai, it's not Chayiv in the Sukkah, it's one thing, but if you eat Nachilas Keva, so if during Sukkah you make a Leish B'Sukkah, now you're sitting in Shmi Atzeres in the Sukkah, so make a Leish B'Sukkah too. What kind of a strange split is this between Yeshiva Sukkah and the bracha? So Tosfos already starts us off. Tosfos on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph Al Asar, right here in the Sugyam. So he explains why you don't make a bracha in the Sukkah. How does he explain? So he actually makes reference to Lulav. Now it's interesting. There are two halachas on Sukkah, two mitzvahs, two major mitzvahs, right? There's Lulav and there's Sukkah. It's interesting that Gemara says that Shmini Atzeres, Safik Shvi, in Chutz Laretz, you sit in the Sukkah. And how about taking a Lulav and Esek? Do you do that? No, we know that you don't take a lulav and esrog on Shmini Atzeres. You only sit in the Sukkah. So why not? What's the difference? It says Tosfos belulav l'rotzu l'sakin klal she'yidlenu halulav misafek l'fishu yomtif l'muktzah l'tiltul l'minkara l'nilse shenog v'minakol. By lulav, there's an issa tiltul in the lulav. It's minkara milsa that you're v'minakol. No one takes a lulav and esrog on a regular weekday. You only take it on Sukkot. That's why they didn't want to be misakin to take a lulav and esrog. By Sukkah it's different because sometimes people want to sit out on the deck. They sit out, the weather is nice, they want to eat outside, they have a barbecue, they have a picnic. It's not like people always sit inside. Sometimes they'll eat outside. So says Taisfiz, look, first of all, by Sukkah there's no tiltel, there's no issa tiltel, but secondly, it's not minkara milsa shunoig ba minik chol, because sometimes sukkaso areva olav, the sukkah is such a comfortable, pleasant place, that you might eat in the sukkah even if it's not yomtif. That's not such a zilzul of yomtif. Tosis doesn't say the magic words, but that's lechara what Tosis is alluding to. That the whole problem is a zilzul of yomtif. By lulav and esrog, that would be a zilzul. It's minkara milsa shunoig ba minik chol. But by sukkah, it's not such a zilzul, because sometimes a person would eat in the sukkah even if it's not yomtif. So therefore, Chazal and Misakin that you should sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres Safik Shvi. That's Taisis. And the Rosh echoes a similar sentiment. The Rosh and Simon Hay. Rosh and Simon Hay writes. The Kashyan Ahadadi Iyom Sukahu La Shmini Atzeresu Vishmini Atzeresu Lav Yom Sukahu Mishim Sveika Mishim the Sveika Tarvayu Avdinan Luchumri Luchumri Yasvina Besukah Velom Vrachina. What's he saying? He's saying can't be both. Right? It can't be both. It's either Shmini Atzeres or it's Sukkah. So what are you going to do? Something misafik. We're going to sit in the Sukkah, but you're not going to make a bracha. You're not going to be nohig ba minig chol. And then he quotes Tosfos that they didn't want to be misakein by lulav to take it without a bracha because it's minkar milsi shunag ba minig chol. But Sukkah sometimes it's comfortable, so therefore Chazal will misakein to sit in the Sukkah. The Rosh seems to be learning like Tosfos that it's all a problem of Zilzal Yomtif. But there is no Zilzal Yomtif to sit in the Sukkah because sometimes a person would sit in the Sukkah anyway. The only Zilzal Yomtif would be if you make a Baruch of Leisha B'Sukkah, because then it looks like you're doing a mitzvah of Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. That looks like a Zilzal. So that's why you can't make the Baruch. Right? It's almost like there are two things to explain. First, we have to explain why it's mutter to sit in the sukkah and it's not a zilzul of yomtiv. And then we have to explain why you shouldn't make the bracha. It's all based on zilzul yomtiv, according to Tosis and the Rosh. You sit in the sukkah because it's not a zilzul of yomtiv, because sometimes you'll sit in the sukkah even if it's not yomtiv. But you can't make the bracha, because if you were to make the bracha, it would be a zilzul of yomtiv. So as long as you don't make a bracha, there's no zilzul, so then it's permissible. And it's an inyan to sit in the sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. Yes.
The second answer for that Tosfos and the Rosh give about why we don't take a lulav, that's Lachora saying that would be a zilzul yontif, because
yes, Yes. The Rosh is adding to Tosfos. Tosfos didn't talk about the bracha. Tosfos talked about the actual mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah, the act of sitting in a sukkah. The Rosh says that we don't make a bracha because we have to go l'chumra both ways. And he puts in the bracha. He puts in the idea of bracha. Haynu time adalom v'achina dekem adi yamshmini atzeresu i'efshe levruchei asukah. You can't make a bracha because kashyan ahadodi. If it's sukkah, then it's not shmini atzeres. Shmini atzeres is not sukkah. It sounds like this idea that it's a zilzul of Yom Tov explains why we can't make the bracha. That's what the Rosh is adding on top of this. Comes the Mordechai and quotes Rav Yob, who offers a slightly different reason. He doesn't focus on the Zilzal Yom Tov. This is the last Mordechai in the Masechta, appropriate for the final shiur today. Tavshin Ayin Beis. Now we're holding it Tavshin Ayin Ches, but the Simen Tavshin Ayin Beis in the Mordechai. Yesuva Yazvina Bruchei Lom Avachina Pirish Rav Yob. Kevin the Ika Hekeira de Lom Avarech. Kashurasa Kol Zayin Yamin. Lohavi Kimosif. Says the Rav Yo, since you're not going to make a bracha of Leisha Basukah, it's not a Mosif, it's not what? It's not Baltosif? We're worried about Baltosif over here? Not really. It's not Baltosif. We hold that to be over Baltosif, Shalob Bizmano, if it's not the Zman of the Mitzvah, you need Kavana, Kavanas Mitzvah. You don't have Kavanas Mitzvah over here. You're not sitting in the Sukkah because you hold it Sukkahs. You're sitting in the Sukkah only because it's a Suffolk Sukkahs. If it were Shmini Atzeres, you'd have no Kavana to be yotzi any mitzvah. That's not called kavanas mitzvah. Kavanas mitzvah means you know that it's not the zman for the mitzvah, but afal pikein, you have kavana to be yotzi the mitzvah. That's not what you're doing over here. You're sitting in the sukkah, you only have kavanas mitzvah if it's sukkis. If it's sukkis, that's the only time that you have kavanas mitzvah. It's not real baltosif. What's the Rav Yo saying? Mechzike baltosif. Kit. The key is the kaf. Lo havi kit mosif. Right? It's mechzik baltosif. It looks like baltosif. He's not worried about zilzal yom tov over here. Doesn't sound like him. Doesn't sound like he's worried about zilzal yom tov. He's worried about mechzik baltosif. So how does he solve that problem? The Rav Yo's whole problem with sitting in the sukkah and shmini atzeres is not a zilzal of yom tov. So he doesn't talk about whether it's comfortable or not comfortable. That's completely irrelevant to him. He holds that it will be mechzik baltosif because it's Shmini Atzeres, I guess it's so close to Sukkos. He doesn't talk about whether the Sukkah is comfortable or not. He says it would be Mechzik Baltosif, and the way that you solve that problem is by not making a bracha on the Sukkah. It's not that you have to answer why we don't make a bracha. Not making the bracha is the reason why Yasuve Yasvinan, why you can sit in the Sukkah. If you make the bracha, you won't be able to sit in the Sukkah, so it would be Mechzik Baltosif. The Rav Yo and the Rosh are on two totally different tracks. The Rosh says the reason why we don't make a bracha is because the same problem that would exist by sitting in the sukkah exists by making a bracha. The problem is zilzul yom tov, so you can't make the bracha in order that it shouldn't be a zilzul yom tov. The Rav Yo says no. The way that you're allowed to sit in the sukkah, the ikar tam that you're allowed to sit in the sukkah is gufa because you're not making the bracha. If you were to make the bracha, it would be mechzik baltosif. But as long as you don't make the bracha, it's not mechzik baltosif. Then you can sit in the sukkah. Taisus wasn't picking up on the Mechzik Baltosif issue at all. He was only touching on the Zilzal Yom Tov question. So that's why he says, Zilzal of Yom Tov in the yeshiva, but so there's no Zilzal of Yom Tov, because sometimes you feel comfortable to sit in the sukkah anyway, so it's mutter anyway to sit in the sukkah. The question is, can I even make a bracha? So to that we answer, no, you can't make a bracha. Not because by not making a bracha you'll solve the problem of sitting in the sukkah. We've solved that problem before, it's not a Zilzal of Yom Tov anyway. But I also have to solve the problem that if I make a bracha, that'll be a zilzul yom tov. So I can't make the bracha, so that won't be a zilzul of yom tov either. Daniel.
What does he do about the lula? Does he discuss how lula fits into that? Or baltosif?
Mechzik baltosif by lulav. Why is it not mechzik baltosif? Again, we don't take a lulav. We don't take a lulav. So why don't we take the lulav without a bracha? I mean, Lechori, he could say the same thing, that there's an Issa Tiltal involved in Lulav, so Chazal felt they weren't going to be Masakin that you should take the Lulav on Shmini Atzeres. He's not going to say the second time of Tosfos, but they still have the first time that there is an Issa Tiltal by Lulav. So Chazal said, it's okay, we don't have to be Machmer by Shmini Safek Shvi'i when it comes to Lulav. But by Sukkah, he's Machmer. Yes.
Could he hold that we do take the Lulav, just not a bracha?
You don't find that in the Gemara. It's hard to believe that that is true. You find in the Gemara that you sit in the sukkah, but you don't find that you take the lulav and es. So l'chara, that's they're not going to do that. You know, there's actually another reason why we don't take the lulav. Right? There's another reason. Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ran quote a different reason as well, Daniel. What did Rabbeinu Peretz say? Rabbeinu Peretz actually takes Tosis's approach that the sukkah is comfortable anyway. But he says like this: Avelo ratzu lulav l'talpla b'lo bracha b'sukkah l'fishu muktzah l'tilto. Okay, we said that. Uminka shunoi minikho said that also. That's Tosis, right? V'odem midrabbanan kol shiva. Right, lulav is only the rabbanan kol shiva. It's not a mitzvah daraisa. Sukkah kol shiva is a mitzvah daraisa. So Shmini Safik Shvi, it's a Safik on a Daraisa. So Chazal Machmir more by Sukkah than by Lulav. By Lulav, it's Lulav Begvulin, it's a Zechel Amikdash, it's only the Rabbanan to begin with. So Chazal, we're not Masakin to take the Lulav by Shmini Safik Shvi. But that's another reason, right? There are three reasons he gives, right? So Lulav has an Isser of Tiltal Mukta. It's also Minka Shunoig Bomin Chol. So that would apply, the middle reason would apply for Tosis, but not for the Rav Yah. But the other two apply for the Rav Yah too. That first of all, lulav has an issur tiltul associated with it, and also it's only a mitzvah derabanan. Only mitzvah derabanan is very important, but in the scheme of things, Chazal were not misaken on Shmini Safik Shvi to take the lulav because it's only derabanan kol shiva anyway. It's only a zechel mikdash. Okay. So these are the two approaches. Do we sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres but not make a bracha because we don't want it to be a zilzal of Yom Tov? Or is the not making of the bracha solving the mechzik bal tosif issue? That's the machlokas harishon. What's an afkamina between these two approaches? An afkamina might be, what is one allowed to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? What is one, not what one is chayav to eat in the sukkah, what is one allowed to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Why do I say that, allowed to eat? Well, there are certain things that throughout the Yom Tov of Sukkot we don't make a bracha on in the sukkah anyway. Right? On Achilas Keva we make a bracha, Achilas Arai we don't make a bracha. So can you eat an Achilas Arai in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? And if you can, then you'd be chayav to. But, well, I shouldn't say that. Achilas Arai, you never chayav to eat in the sukkah. But would you be allowed to eat an Achilas Arai in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? What do you think? Strange question, right? Whatever you eat in the sukkah on Sukkot, you should eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, right? Wrong. It should depend on the different timing. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tofresh Samaches of Kotan Vav quotes the Nesivus in his Siddur Derech HaChayim. The Nesivus wants to suggest that one would not be allowed to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres anything that doesn't require a leishav sukkah during sukkahs. Like fruits, less than a kibetz of pas, any achilas arai that you wouldn't make a bracha leishav sukkah on during sukkahs, you would not be able to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres b'chlal. Why not? What's the problem? Chora, if you're trying to do the mitzvah of sukkah properly on Shmini Atzeres because it's a suffix shvi, you could eat anything. Just like you have chumris, achilas harai is a chumra, the rest of us on Shmini Atzeres do. So says the Shaar Tzion and Tzivkot Neches that the chora, the derech hachayim is only going according to the svar of the Rav Yah. That the Rav Yah holds that the whole heter to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is because you're not making the bracha. And if you don't make the bracha, that's a heker. That's the key word over here. Right? That it's a heker to show that you're not trying to be mosif on the mitzvah. So that heker only exists if on sukkahs you would make a bracha leishav sukkah. If you're eating something that even on sukkahs you wouldn't have to make a bracha leishav sukkah, then there is no heker. So it's going to be machzik bal tosif, that's going to be a problem. But according to the svar of Tosfos, if the reason why it's mutter to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, why you mechuyev to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres and it's not called a zilzal of Yom Tov is because pa'amim shesukaso areva alav. Sometimes the sukkah is very comfortable and you'll eat things in the sukkah stam, even not letzorach mitzvah because you enjoy being in the sukkah. So then maishna achilas arai from achilas keva. Sometimes you'll have a snack on the deck also. So it's not a zilzal of Yom Tov. So according to the svar of Tosis, it should be mutter to eat an achilas arai inside the sukkah Shmini Atzeres as well. You're not mechuyev to eat the achilas arai in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres any more than you're mechuyev to eat in the sukkah on sukkahs. But it should be permissible to eat that in the sukkah even on Shmini Atzeres. That's what the Shaar Tzion says in Sivkotin Ches. But then in Simchat and Tes, the Sharatian quotes in the Bikur Yaakov, another Achron, and then maybe even according to Rav Yoh, one can be Mekel. Ah, but if you don't make the Barucha, then you don't have the Heker to show that you're not Mechzik of Al-Tosin. So the Bikur Yaakov wants to suggest that, no, since you're only eating Peiris in the Sukkah mitzad a Chumra Ba'alma, it's only a Chumra Ba'alma, it's not Mechzik of Al-Tosin anyway. If you're eating something that really is a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, you're doing that on Shmini Atzeres, then it looks like you're being mosif on the mitzvah. But here, there's no hosaf on the mitzvah because the whole thing is a chumr ba'alma. If it's only a chumr ba'alma, it's a strange concept, right? It's only a chumr ba'alma, so therefore it's mutter to be machmir. Right? You want to be machmir, that's fine. If you do the ikr mitzvah on Shmini Atzeres, that's mechzik of al-tosef. But if the whole thing is only a chumr ba'alma, it's not near a kemosif because a person looks at it and says, well, that's not the mitzvah. That's just the chumrah. That's not the mitzvah. That's not mechzik ebal tosef. That's what the Bikur Yaakov wants to suggest. The simple pshat is like what the Sharatzion says in Sivkot Mches, that the question is not making the bracha the generator of the heter, right? Do I have to not make a bracha, and that not making of the bracha is going to be a heker? Is it necessary that my not making of the bracha is going to be a heker in order to be mati yeshiva b'sukkah shmini atzeres? If I hold that the whole problem is zilzul yom tov, so then the not making the bracha is not the generator of the heter. The heter is that the sukkah is comfortable anyway. I just can't make the bracha as well because that is zilzul yom tov. But the not making of the bracha is not the generator of the heter. So even something that normally doesn't get a bracha in the sukkah, I can eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. I won't make the bracha, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But according to the Rav Yoh, not making the bracha is the matir. Because it's a heker, so it has to be a heker, it has to be something that normally I would make a bracha on, and only on Shmini Atzeres, I'm not going to make a bracha on, so then it's a heker that you're not mechzik ebal tosef. Moshe.
Can't you just say that even according to the Rav Yoh, and you can just also eat an afilas kettle with that arai, not make a bracha on that, and once you have it together, then that's a heker. So you can even eat arai things that normally don't get a bracha, and won't get a bracha now, as long as you're showing a heker through the afilas keva.
But if you're eating an afilas keva, and not making a bracha, so you wouldn't have had to make a bracha with the achilas harai anyway. His whole chiddush is that you can eat an achilas harai without an achilas keva, and still it's not mechzik ebal tosef, right? If you're eating it with an achilas keva, so then what's the? I mean, if you were eating achilas harai with an achilas keva on sukkahs, right? So you make a leishiv sukkah on the achilas keva, right. So the achilas harai comes along for the ride.
So now on Shmini Atzeres, you eat an achilas keva and not make a leishiv. So that's a heker. That's different.
Right.
Now, so you're saying the issue is by eating achilas harai is that if you're not making a bracha, then it's not a heker. So I'm saying if you already have the heker, not making a bracha, then can't you just eat the achilas harai with that? Then you have a heker.
What you're saying is, according to the Rav Yoh, everyone would agree that if you're having achilas harai with an achilas keva, it's certainly mutter. Right. But we're trying to figure out, would he admit that even if you have an achilas harai without an achilas keva, it's also mutter? That's the bigger chiddush. That's what the Bikur Yaakov wants to suggest. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't want to go that far, but some of the Mishnah Berurah would admit to your statement, right? That even the Rav Yoh would say that if you have an achilas harai with an achilas keva, you have your heker. The fact that you're not making a bracha on the achilas keva, that's the heker that you're not mechzik ebal. That it's not, you don't have kavona to be mosif. So it's not mechzik ebal tosif. Yes.
Aren't hekers usually not for ourselves? Like, this heker seems to be like, how do other people know if I do or don't make a bracha?
That's a good question in general. But you could say it's a heker for me and for someone else. The fact that I'm not making a bracha in the sukkah, that reminds me that I'm not mechzik ebal tosef. Mechzik ebal tosef sounds like for someone else. It looks like something. Nirik ebal tosef. Doesn't sound like it's for me. Right. But you could say also that, you know what, maybe I'll just stop there. Right? Mechzik ebal tosef is for other people, that no one else should think that I'm being mosif on the mitzvah. I don't have to add anymore. Right? Right? Mechzik ebal tosef means that no one else should see it. So if I don't make a bracha, then everyone realizes that I'm not being mosif on the mitzvah. Why can't we just say like that?
I felt like a bracha is like...
A bracha is something beino levein atzmo. It has nothing to do with anyone else.
Right.
Yeah, I understand. So you're saying if I make a bracha quietly so no one's going to see?
Seems like singing in the sukkah is like a very public action. Like people will see whether you do or don't sit in the sukkah. Like a bracha within itself is like so tiny.
I hear what you're saying. You're saying they're not going to be there when you don't make the bracha.
Yeah, people see you in a sukkah, but they don't see you like...
Sam?
So the bracha would change the halachic reality. Right, so even for yourself, it would be kebal tosef. the halacha would view it as that was.
It's not, you're saying. Yeah, the problem is it's not Baltosif if I don't have Kavona. It's not even Baltosif Daraisa if I don't have Kavona. You're saying it's not Baltosif Daraisa, but it's Mechzike Baltosif. It looks like Baltosif. Even for you, it's Mechzike Baltosif. So by you not making the Brocha, it's not Mechzike Baltosif.
The whole point is if it's Mechzike Baltosif, then it's for other. Why is it necessarily for myself Mechzike Baltosif?
The Maisa that you're doing, it smacks of Baltosif. Right, that's the old Shaila when Chazal make a Gzera, right? There are some Gzeras, Rabbi Shechta has in one of his Sfarim, there's some Gzeras Chazal that we say the nature of the Isser is it's a Gzera, and sometimes Chazal formulated more as like a Malocha. A Malocha as opposed to Gzera. I don't want to get involved in all the complications. He talks about Malocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa as opposed to, you know, Gzera Shema Yishachek Samamonim, when it talks about when it comes to Chola. Right, to turn off a light is a Malacha Shein Tzrich Lagufa, to take medicine is a Gzera that you might come to grind the medicine. He says one is a Gzera, the other is a Malacha. Chazara, right, to put something back on the fire. So that's Shaila, whether it's a Gzera Shema Yishachek B'Gecholim or it's Mechzikim Avashal. What's the difference? They're both the Rabbanans. No, it's different. One is a Gzera and the other is like it looks like a Malacha. Right, that Chazal say that what you're doing looks like an Issim. So that's the question here. Mechzik Baltosif. Maybe Chazal say it's not a Baltosif Daraisa because you don't have Kavona. It's Shalob Bisman HaMitzvah. Without Kavona, it's not Baltosif Daraisa. But it's Nirik Baltosif. So Chazal treat it like a Baltosif. So if Chazal treat it like a Baltosif, maybe even for you it's called a Baltosif. Nothing to do with someone else seeing. Mechzik Baltosif means it's Nirik Baltosif. Mechzik Mavashal. Just like it's also for you to put food back on the fire, even if no one else sees you. B'chadri Chadarim, it's also for you to do that. Because it's Nirik Mavashal. So it's like a Malacha of Bishal. Malacha Drabbanan of Bishal. Same thing over here. It's not a real Baltosif because you don't have Kavana. But Chazal treat it like it's a Baltosif Drabbanan. So that's why if you don't make a Bracha, that'll solve the problem. Okay? Yeah.
Doesn't the expression of the Bracha create this Kavana?
Create a kavanas mitzvah with me.
Yeah, that's the horror.
No, but sometimes a person will sit. Sometimes a person will sit and so can forget to make the bracha. He doesn't have kavanas mitzvah. He does have kavanas. He just forgot the bracha. So, it is true the bracha does express that kavanah, but you can have the kavanah without the bracha. No,
that doesn't mean that doesn't take away from the fact that the bracha would be an expression of the mitzvah. And when you say a shirgi shemitz without sivani with the berakas of mitzvah,
therefore, what are you saying?
What's the other way to make them? I don't understand. What's the other way to express that I'm doing it the Shem Mitzvah? There's no stronger way.
You don't have to express
that's
it.
That's not even as strong.
I hear you.
So it's even stronger if I would have said the bracha. So by not saying the bracha, it's obvious that I'm not doing it the Shem.
What are you trying to answer?
Never mind.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Daniel.
Two things. Could we say that Tosas talked about how sometimes you eat in the Sukkabis, it's nice.
Right.
So when communities where it's not nice,
we're going to get to that. Excellent. That's my next point. Good. You led us into the next point. So one nafkemina between the Rav Yoh and Tosfos is what is one allowed to eat in the Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres? Whether the fact that this item never gets a bracha of Leishet HaSukkah, does that make it inappropriate to eat it on Shmini Atzeres or not? Now the second issue that might hinge on this question of the Rav Yoh and Tosfos is the different minhagim as to whether one is mechuyev to eat in the Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres b'chalal, whether one is allowed to eat in the Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres b'chalal. The Karban Asanel on that Rosh in Simon Hay points out that the Svara of Tosis and the Rosh that the Sukkah is such a comfortable place obviously only applies in a climate where the Sukkah is really comfortable in Chodesh Tishrei. Right, this is in Simon Hay there, Perek Dalet Simon Hay, Os Zayin. So the Rosh had said, "Avosukah pamishes akoso areva olah va'ochel ba'afilu b'yom tefachron." Omnam says the Karban Asanel, "But also yom eis zina orucho so shum shinoy avir aimin aroy lechol b'sukah b'yom shmini yisafik shmi." Says the Karban Asanel, "If it's an eis zina, it's cold, or they're ruchos, it's windy, so then it's inappropriate to sit in the sukkah on shmini atzeres because no one would sit in the sukkah. That's not comfortable. It's not pleasant." What's the Karban Asanel saying? He's assuming that the Rosh is like Taisus, that's what the Rosh says. That the whole head of sitting in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is only because it's comfortable anyway. You might sit in the Sukkah even if it were not Sukkis on a Yom Chol. So it's not a Zilzal of Yom Tov, says Dr. Karban Asanel. Well, it depends on the climate, just like Daniel. Daniel commented, right, that if it's cold outside, it's not areva olav, so therefore it would be also to sit in the sukkah. So perhaps we can suggest that the minhagim of the Torah are not against the Gemara. The Gemara is talking in Bavel. In Bavel it was warm, right? Iraq, that's pretty warm. Iran, it's pretty warm. During Tishrei, Eretz Yisrael is pretty warm. So in a warm climate, it's not as simple of Yomtov to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, because people are comfortable. People would be comfortable to sit in the sukkah even day after Shmini Atzeres, day after Simchas Torah, they'll enjoy it. But those individuals, we and those individuals who live in America and in Europe and other places that are cold during Tishrei, so it's not very pleasant at all. So then there is a chashash of Zilzal Yomtov. Not from the bracha, there's a chashash of Zilzal Yomtov from the Etzim Yeshiva, you're going to sit in the sukkah, so it's a Zilzal of Yomtov, because here it's the Yomtov of Shmini Atzeres, and yet you're sitting in a sukkah, that could be a Zilzal of Yomtov. So maybe that's why some don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. What's more, based on this, we can explain the minig not to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres night. Some don't sit in the sukkah on the night of Shmini Atzeres, but by day they do sit in the sukkah. What kind of a strange thing? Smama Shatai to the Sasrin. Right? Manavshach, if they hold you should sit in the sukkah, so do it both by night and day. If you don't hold not to sit in the sukkah, don't do it at all. So what kind of a split is that? Rabbi Neperetz wants to suggest that it's based on this idea. Yasuvi Yasvina Nahabruchi Lom of Achinan of Ishapam and Mishareva loves Sukkos of Ochla Filabiyomtiv. He quotes Tosis in the Rosh's Svar. Then he says, Vishema Hainu Taima Dahanu Achli Baleil Shmini Atzeres Besukkah Vachosim Beyom Vachlam Besukkah. Maybe Taka, that's the basis of the meaning that they don't eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres night, but on Shmini Atzeres by day they do. The biyom areva ubalayla einan, einan areva. The tsar hulohem. It's a tsar at night. They're cold. Right? If you have to put your coat on to go into the sukkah on the night of Shmini Atzeres, it's probably better not to, because you're not going in because it's pleasant. No one's going to sit in their coat on the deck. Sit in your coat. You sit on the deck if it's pleasant. Zochter Rabbeinu Peretz. Maybe that's the mokar of this very strange minik, not to sit in the sukkah on the night of Shmini Atzeres, but by day they go back in the sukkah. What kind of strange business? Because at night it's not comfortable. It could be 48 degrees at night, 51 degrees at night. By day it could be 68 degrees. It's totally different. That's much more comfortable. So if it's all a function of being comfortable, that there's no zilzal of yomtiv, then perhaps we can explain this minik to have a split between night and day. And then there is another minhag. There are other minhagim. Some make kiddush in the sukkah, then they eat the meal in the bais. Some eat the suda shachris, and then they leave the sukkah. They don't go back. They just have the suda shachris. Even if they want to have another meal, they won't have it in the sukkah. They'll have a meal. They'll wash. They'll have a meal in the house. Manoshach, if you're eating in the sukkah by day, so eat the whole meal. Why just make kiddush? If you're eating in the sukkah by day, so you want to have another meal, so have another meal in the sukkah. Well, what's this idea? Only suda shachris. Only kiddush. What's that? The Aruch HaShulchan suggests that maybe the whole idea is to create a heker. Create a heker. To create some kind of a heker that it shouldn't look like you're sitting there l'shem mitzvah. Whatever the reason is, Nechzik Yibal Tosef, or even Zilzal Yomtiv, it's the same idea. That if it's nicker, that you're not doing it l'shem mitzvah, then it's okay. Says the Aruch HaShulchan in Tofresh Samaches Sifhei, in the middle there, in the second paragraph on page 2. Miu b'shmi atzer shesibach hachamim olenu leishevo v'ofen shlo yehi nikar shi l'shem mitzvah v'zeo dover she'iev shekemat b'mdino shalom v'lachen chalilu lanu levatel takan ha'chamim av mikol makom b'chireach laso seiz leheke shi shelo l'shem mitzvah. So he says those who sleep in the sukkah maybe don't sleep in the sukkah shmini atzeres. Mishayna Yoshin Besuka the Hashta Lohavi Zeheke, Bechrech Lasus is a Heker Acher, Hainu Oshlo Lecho Balaila, O Lecho Mikta Suda Bayom Chutz Besuka. Either don't eat there at night, or eat a little bit of the Suda outside the Sukkah by day. Make Kiddush in the Sukkah, but eat the rest of the Suda outside. Eat one Suda in the Sukkah, but don't eat any more. That way, it's nikkur that you're not doing it L'shem Mitzvah. You're only doing it because of the Takana Chacham of Shmi Tzavik Shvi. So it won't be Mavzik Baal Tosef, it won't be Zilzal Yomtiv. Okay, so this is the basis of these minhagim. This is the basis of these minhagim. L'chor, according to the Rav Yoh, there really is no room to not to sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. I seem to be putting the two of them together, Mavzik Bal Tosef and Zilzal Yad, but Be'emes, according to the Rav Yah, L'chori, even in the colder climates, one should still sit in the Sukkah. Can you think of why? Yeah.
You just say Mitztarif Hashem in the Sukkah, even
right. So if it's cold, if it's cold enough that you're Mitztarif, then Avadi you shouldn't be sitting in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. And one should not be Machmer on themselves by Mitztarif and Shmini Atzeres, L'chori.
And there, that means we're saying that there's some gray area between Tzar
yes,
and...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a gray area that you're not Mitztar, but you would never be sitting out on the deck in such weather. So I was saying just before that if you make a Heker, then it's not Zilzal Yom Tov, it's not Mezik Yabal Tosef, and then it's okay, but if you don't make a Heker, then it's a Zilzal Yom Tov, it's Mezik Yabal Tosef. Yeah, but it's not Mezik Yabal Tosef. What's the ultimate Heker by Mezik Yabal Tosef? What's the ultimate hecker that you're not, it shouldn't be Mazik Bal Tosef? The fact that you're not making a bracha. So according to the Rav Yoav, the whole reason why we don't make a bracha when we sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres is that it should be hecker that you're not Mazik Bal, it's not Mazik Bal Tosef. Then even in the colder climates, as long as they don't make a bracha, it's clear that it's not Mazik Bal Tosef. According to Tosfos, that the whole hetter is based on the fact that it's not a Zilzal of Yom Tov, it has to be a comfortable climate. So once we say that once we're living in a climate that's not as comfortable on Shmini Atzeres, either the night or even by day, so then it's going to be a Zilzal Yom Tov anyway, whether you make a bracha or not. But according to the Svara of the Rav Yah, that the whole matir of sitting in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is the fact that you're not making the bracha. Because the problem is Mezik Yabal Tosef, but if you're not making the bracha, it's not Mezik Yabal Tosef. So then even in the colder climates, the Chora, one should still have to sit in the Sukkah. One should still have to sit in the Sukkah, as long as you're not making the bracha, it's not Mezik Yabal Tosef, there won't be any problem at all. So all of these Heterim, all these Minhagim, are all working within Tosus and the Rosh, the Karbon Hasanel's Nafkimina that he wrote based on the Rosh, that according to the Rav Yoh, the Chora, no matter what the climate is, you should have to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, because it's Shmini Savik Shvi, just don't make the bracha. And if you don't make the bracha, then it won't be Mezik Yabal Tosef, and it'll be fine. Okay, so this could be the second issue that hinges on this question. The machlokas we've shown him as to why we sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres but don't make the bracha. First of all, what is mutter to eat in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres? And secondly, can we be miyashiv some of these minhogim not to eat in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres because the climate is not so comfortable? The final issue that the Rishonim talk about in Shmini Atzeres is whether we sleep in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. The Mordechai, that same Mordechai, writes that one should not sleep in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. The Rav Yoh says that you can sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, but don't make a bracha, but don't sleep in the Sukkah. That's the Hemshich. Avalishan the Sukkah also mishan the Mechzikim Osif. But to sleep in the Sukkah, that's definitely Mechzikim Osif. And that you shouldn't do, he says. So, Lechora, what's the Rav Yoh assuming? Well, it's the Rav Yoh Lashitasa. The Rav Yoh says that the only thing that you could do in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is something that on Sukkahs you make a bracha for. So the fact that you're not making a bracha on Shmini Atzeres, that's the heker that you're not doing at the Shemitz. But since we don't make a bracha for sleeping in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, many don't make a bracha. Many don't make a bracha for anything except achila, like the Rosh. Sleeping, certainly you would not make a bracha on. Right? Because not achila, it's not the Iker Kriyas, as we said. So says the Rav Yoh, that's why you can't sleep in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, because there's no heker. You wouldn't make a bracha for sleeping in the Sukkah on Sukkah, so how can you sleep in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Says the Darkei Moshe, in Tafresh Samaches, those bays, I think even according to Tosfos, you shouldn't sleep in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Because even those individuals who feel comfortable eating in the Sukkah, eating on the deck, eating outside, but people don't sleep outside, they sleep inside. Yeah, okay, some people like to... You know, to take a hike, they like to camp out, but most people don't. It's not as common as eating outside, having a picnic outside. So says the Darkei Moshe, even according to Tosfos, there's no heter. The whole heter is based on the fact that it's not as Zilzal Yom Tov, since it's normal to eat outside. That's only that refers only to achila, but not to Shena. So says the Darkei Moshe, I think even according to Tosfos, one should not sleep in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. This is not enough kamina, he says, not enough kamina between the time. Dr. Beis Yosef, we don't find the poskim a machalik between achila and shena. Poskim say that you're supposed to sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, The Lashon Yasuv Yasvin is not just talking about eating. It's Yeshiva B'sukkah. Yeshiva B'sukkah includes Achila and Shayna. We don't find the Poskim distinguishing between them. He says to Beis Yosef, it sounds like one should sleep in the sukkah as well. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rav Yoh, but then he says, V'ein yirakein da'asa Poskim, sh'sasu v'lachilku b'kach. Poskim are not mechalik between Achila and Shayna. It sounds like you should do everything in the sukkah. Everything you do. Everything you do in the sukkah. And they quote in the Maaser Rav that the Gro was machmir to sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. He even said chamurim divrei sofrim miyena shel Torah, that the rabbanans are more chamur than the raisins. So, if you'll sleep in the sukkah on sukkahs, you should sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres too. Question is, what's the tam adover? Shouldn't it be a zilzul of yomtiv if people are not going to sleep outside normally? If the whole heter is based on the fact that the sukkah is so comfortable, that might be true legabi achila, but legabi shena, it's not true. And mechzik bal tosef also should exist, because you wouldn't make a bracha on shena during sukkah, so then the fact that you're not making a bracha on shmini atzeres is a proof of nothing. So both reasons should apply to shena. It's the zilzol v'yam tevenis mechzik bal tosef. So what's the Beis Yosef saying that perhaps one should sleep in the sukkah even on shmini atzeres because there's no chilik between the two? So Rav Sternbach in his Ma'adim Uzmanim in Chelek Aleph Siman Sadiq Beis wants to suggest that maybe the Vilna Gaon who slept in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres is going l'shitasa, because we said that there's a big machlokas we've shown him what we should make a bracha of Leishav Sukkah on during Sukkot. The Rosh says that you only make it on Achila, that's the Ikar Kvius, but the Rambam holds that you make it on every yeshiva. Now, we talked about Knisa, yeshiva, but the simple pshat, Beis Yosef and the Rosh learn the Rambam that he holds that on every yeshiva, every time that you sit in the sukkah, or if you lie down in the sukkah, right, that's like yeshiva, you'd make the bracha. And we said that it seems to be machlokes the mechaber amah, exactly how to paskin, like the Rosh, the Rambam, but the Gra, the Vilna Gaon and Bira Gra, he says that the shita of the Rambam is zikr. So the Gra would say that on every yeshiva, one is supposed to make a bracha of leishiva sukkah. So says Rav Sternbach, maybe that's why the Vilna Gaon felt that you should sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Because the Gro would say that you do make a bracha on Shein in the sukkah on the Yom Tov of Sukkot. So then if you don't make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres, then you'll have the same hekka that we have for Achila. So that's a good answer for the Gro. It's not an answer for the Beis Yosef. Because the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, doesn't seem to paskin like the Rambam. He seems to paskin like whom? How did the Mechaber paskin? Right, he paskins like the Rosh, quotes the Rambam. He does quote. It's actually a little complicated. The Mechaber does quote the Rambam, but then he also. I asked you to see last time. I didn't quite get to this, but the Mechaber in Siman Tofresh Lamed Tes at the very end, Siv Ches writes, "Noagu Shem Mevarchem Al Asuka Ela B'Shas Achila V'Hachinog." The Mechaber says that the minig is only to make a bracha of Leishav Asuka on Achila. So he's like straddling both sides of the fence. Right? He seems to be machmer for both. He really holds like the Rush that you should make the bracha on the achila, but he's machmer for the Rambam. He says that you shouldn't sit down until you make the bracha because we're machmer for the Rambam. But Stama the Shulchan Aruch would not say that you should make a bracha on Shaina. It's not achila. So lechori you shouldn't make a bracha on Shaina. So then why does the Mechaber say that you should sleep in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres? There's no heker. There's no heker. It's not comfortable, so it's a zilzul of yomtiv, and there is no heker that you're not mechzik about Tosef. So why should you sleep in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres? Bishlam of the Gaon. The Gaon paskin straight like the Rambam, that you make a bracha on Shena on sukkahs. But the Mechaber doesn't seem to be paskin completely like the Rambam. He's machmir for the Rambam, but he also holds like the Rosh that you should only make a bracha of Leishav Sukkah if you're going to be eating. Yes?
I understood the question for the Gra. Doesn't that only help us for, Tosef's issue with the Dr. Moshe's issue with the weather? It only helps us with the bracha aspect.
He's saying it's still a zilzal of yomtiv.
Right.
You're right. It's a good point. But we still have a kasha on the Beis Yosef anyway. Even if we can explain the girl, we still have a kasha on the Beis Yosef. So what's the answer? So there are one of two answers that you can give. The Sha'ar Tzion wants to suggest that maybe the poskim who assume that you should sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, they hold that itaka is comfortable. There's no difference between achil and shena. I'm not saying that in every climate it's comfortable, but to be mechalik between achila and sheina, who says necessarily that you should be mechalik? This is what the Sharat Tzion quotes in Sukkot and Vav. Dasa machmir shesorak lishem besukah svir lahu the gabi sheina gam kenu kama achila shederek levam lishem betzel sukah b'shayim os hashana shlo lishem mitzvah kama lishem achila. The Eliyahu Rabbah wants to suggest that sheina and achila are the same. It's normal for a person to sleep out a little bit. Now, of course, that's dependent on the climate. It's going to be a lot colder at night than by day, so you'd have to figure out whether it's actually so comfortable. If it's comfortable, then I understand. If not, then maybe you wouldn't sleep in the sukkah. But if it is comfortable enough, then perhaps there's room to say you should sleep in the sukkah as well, because the Svar of Toksis really does apply. That's the simple answer for the Beis Yosef. But it's questionable, because, you know, it's not so clear that it's really true. So what's the answer? So I saw someone to suggest that... Unclear if the Beis Yosef really holds like this, but there is a third pshat in this whole. There is a third approach to this whole sukkah. Till now, we've presented only Tosfos and the Rav Yo. That why does one sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres without a bracha? Either because it's not a zilzal of yontif anyway, since the sukkah is so comfortable, or because the whole problem is mezi kibal Tosfos. But if you don't make a bracha, then it's not mezi kibal Tosfos. The Rambam actually has a third approach to this sukkah. Why do we sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres but we don't make a bracha? What does the Rambam say? He's not afraid of Master Gebal Tosef. He's not afraid of Zilzul Yavdav either. The Rambam says, Me'ikar Adin. It's a Safek Daraisa. Shmini Safek Shmini. Why shouldn't I sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres? You know, all of the other Rishonim look at the fact that we're not making a bracha and they say, well, there must be a problem here. The Rambam says, there is no problem with the yeshiva. It's not Zilzul Yavdav. It's a Safek Daraisa. It's a Safek Mitzvah. You have to do it. What's Masik Gebal Tosef? You're doing it Letzarech. What's the problem? The problem is not the yeshiva. The problem is the bracha. Bizman Azeh, says the Rambam in Hilchas Sukkah, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Gimel, Bizman Azeh, Shana Osin, Shnei Yomim Tovim, Yoshim Besukkah Shmona Yomim, V'yamashmi Yishu, Yom Tuf Rishon, Shashmi Atzeres, Yoshim Bav, V'mevarchan Leish Besukkah. V'chein Tum Tum V'androgen Is La'olam, V'mevarchan Leish Besukkah. Anyone who's a Sofek Yisro, a Sofek Zocha, the Rambam holds that that a mitzvah says Shazman Gram and Noshim don't make a bracha against the Rabbeinu Tam, and Machlokas Mechaber Amah. But the Rambam says that Noshim don't make a bracha. Androgynous, who's a Sofek Zocha, will not make a bracha on the Sukkah either, even on the regular days of Sukkahs. And by the same token, a Zocha Valley doesn't make a bracha on Yeshiva Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Mipneishin Chayavim is Sofek, Vein Mevarchim is Sofek. That's the reason. The reason you sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is because it's a Sofek mitzvah, so Valley you have to do it. Not because there's no zilzul of yomtiv, mezi kibal tosef. These problems don't exist according to the Rambam. You sit in the sukkah because it's a savik mitzvah. Bruchei lo mevarchino, why don't we make a bracha? Says the Rambam, because it's a savik mitzvah. And on a savik mitzvah, we don't make a bracha. As opposed to the Raivin, right? The Raivin in Uchas Mila, who says that the bracha was instituted on any time that we do a mitzvah d'oraisa, even misavik, you got to do the bracha. We talked about this at great length, right? You have to do the bracha, you have to say the bracha, because that's how Chazal will misak in the bracha. On every kiyum mitzvah, whether you do it b'taras vada, you do it b'taras safik, you have to make a bracha. But the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says on a safik mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. Brachas are only the rabbanon, sveikah the rabbanon l'kula. So that's why the Rambam says that you don't make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres. Not because you have to prevent mechzik about tosef or it's a zilzul of yana. No, it's a safik mitzvah. And taka the Rambam in Shuvas in Simin Shin Lama Gimel, I gave you a piece there in the Rambam. The Rambam says that Shmini Atzeres, the fact that we don't make a bracha leish basukah shmini atzeres is the paradigm of this principle. The paradigm of the principle that you don't make a bracha on a safek mitzvah is the fact that we sit in the sukkah shmini atzeres and we don't make a bracha. That is the paradigm. Azoy zokt Rambam in Shuvas. That the Rabbi will say it's no paradigm at all. Look at the Gemara. Learn the Rishonim. I mean, the Rambam was a Rishonim. Right? Look at the Gemara. See, look, if you know Pshat in the Sugi, you'll see it's not because of Sufik Mitzvah that we don't get Bracha. It's fundamental. It's also Yom Tiv, Merzik Yival Tosef. It's a different Pshat. But the Rambam says, no, this is the Mokka for such a principle that on a Sufik Mitzvah we don't make a Bracha. So according to this, the Kash against the Beis Yosef regarding sleeping in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres doesn't even begin. The whole problem is if you assume there's going to be a Zilzul of Yom Tov because it's not comfortable, you assume it's going to be Baltosa because you're not going to make a bracha sleeping in a sukkah on Sukkot, so then you have a shaila about sleeping on Shmini Atzeres. But according to the Rambam, you're absolutely mechuyev in sukkah on Shmini Atzeres because it's a safek mitzvah. So if you're absolutely mechuyev in sukkah, avada, you have to eat in the sukkah, you have to sleep in the sukkah, you have to do everything that you have to do in the sukkah. You just don't make a bracha because it's a Savig mitzvah. But the pe'ulis, the ma'isa mitzvah that you do in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is no different, according to the Rambam, than what you do on sukkahs. So it's unclear that the Beis Yosef really is taking this approach. He doesn't say it. You know, he quotes the Rishonim, he quotes Tosis, he quotes the Rav Yo. It doesn't sound like he's taking this approach. But according to the Rambam, the kasha doesn't begin at all. Right? It's an interesting point. Halo Dovahu, that according to the Rambam, taka, it makes sense to eat in the sukkah, to sleep in the sukkah. And you could eat anything in the sukkah, even something that normally you wouldn't make a bracha on the rest of Yom Tov, because the Rambam is not concerned about Mechzike Bal Tosif or about Zilzul of Yom Tov. He holds that Avada, there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, which says, because it's Sofek Daraisa, but we just don't make a bracha, because the Rambam holds that you never make a bracha on a sukkah. Okay, we'll stop here. And I'll just add a brief story.